This is Nicole Brandon welcoming you to Hourglass Bride. We have such an exceptional guest for you today. I am so excited to do today's show, and I'm so glad that you are with us. And we've been talking for young brides, for brides that have been married several times, for people that are in relationships and that are deepening their relationships. And we've really been spending the past several weeks, the past several months, talking about health and spirituality. We've been talking about everything from how do you have the proper music and finding harmony in a relationship. And we have incredible upcoming shows on real estate advice, how to pick your very first house, how to feng shui your home. We have step-parenting advice. We have how to keep the joy and the spirit within you. And everything that we've been talking about is really all-encompassed in today's show, because today our guest really is the center and the heart of the feminine spirit and of the goddess within. So each and every listener and each and every one of you, this is a show for you no matter what level you're at. If you're just starting to fall in love, if you're starting into that place where you're developing partnership, or if for years you've been in a relationship and you're looking for a deeper relationship with your partner and with yourself, then today's call is for you. So our guest today is Deirdre Haight. Now, Deirdre, I'm so thrilled that she is with us today, and it's such an exceptional gift for me because I actually know her, and I've been blessed with being able to watch her do her magnificent work, and I can tell you firsthand, there is no one like her, and she truly is someone that you should seek out to work with. So Deirdre first began to see energy and to speak about this phenomenon at a very early age, but it wasn't really until her mother, who was a poet, was diagnosed with advanced breast cancer. And Deirdre was just 15, and she really didn't understand why all the energy was working the way it was working. And together, the two women began developing this method of energy to facilitate core harmony and to promote internal and external healing. And not only did that work, but it led to her mother living 11 years longer than she was expected, which is really a phenomenon. And we'll talk about healing and how energy can work and how you propel yourself through that. And then since then, Deirdre's work has expanded. She's developed a system of spiritual awakening and healing based on her life experience of healing and an extensive study of the Tree of Life. And her work with the Tree of Life, if you understand where those places are within you and you can connect to that at any given moment in time, that strength comes into you and that flow of energy and light, and it's really phenomenal. And I'm so glad we're going to get to talk to her about that today. Her practice of meditation and self-reflection for transpersonal growth is known as Radiance Healing and Radiance Meditation. Last night I was really blessed. I was at a 50th birthday party, and I sat down and somebody said, "What's the most phenomenal thing in your life? Tell me." And I said that I was going to a Radiance retreat, and right away this woman jumped up and she said, "Deirdre Haight, I love her work." And so truly, her work is just known throughout the world, and it is such, literally, people just jump out of their seats at the thought of that. And so I'm really, really, really thrilled to share with you today the excitement of that and things that are upcoming and how you can be part of that. Also, she has taught this practice to thousands of people throughout the country. She gives Radiance Journeys. She's been, you know, at many centers. She's worked in New York. She's worked with the Healing Institute of Miami, the Mega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, the Canyon Resort in Lenox, Massachusetts. She's even worked with the Women's Prison Association in New York. She is a pioneer. She is literally the embodiment of the art of mysticism. And she came as a dancer, and now she has this choreography of healing that just radiates her being. It's just beautiful. She first applied her gifts as a choreographer and a dancer, and her dance company Celebrations performed spiritual dances under grants from the Mid-South and Tennessee Arts Association. She danced at the New York City Opera. She choreographed for the Band Center for the Performing Arts, the Opera Memphis, and Southern Opera Center. And she's also been in the original music video of Stephen Halpern's Summer Wind. Her teachings include the Radiance Tree of Life, the Radiance Light Journey to Healing, the Daughters of Miriam, which is a course and a class that I am part of and I would love to share with you. It is one of the most extraordinary, exceptional groups of women, a place to come together, to be supported, to collaborate, to grow, to strengthen who you are inside and to awaken who you are inside. And the Daughters of Miriam is a woman's path to enlightenment, and it is a course in prophecy. She also has a Kingship of Illumination class for men. So if you're looking for that perfect gift for your man, or you're looking for your man to be able to deepen a relationship, I highly recommend you reaching out for the Kingship class. And also, she has partnered with Learning Strategies Corporation to create a course on energy work and healing. And so you can get her dissets with her morning meditations and the afternoon meditations. Just brilliant. And I can go on and on and on all day about her bio. It goes from my nose to my toes. It's so extensive. But I can tell you that I have watched her literally change the hearts and lives of thousands and thousands of people around the world. I have stood at the 10-year anniversary where she has done the prayer for peace. I have watched her praying for Malala, for Boston, for Katrina, for a hurricane. She opens the doorways of light. She opens the doorways of energy. And today we are so blessed to have her here today to talk to us. So I'd like to welcome our today's guest, Deirdre Haidt. Deirdre, welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, Nicole. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm truly honored to be here with you. And I've known you and watched you in your evolution as a healer and a teacher and a guide for women. And I love what you're doing here for our brides, our beautiful brides. And I want to just talk today and share some spiritual, mystical, energetic tips for all our beautiful brides and brides-to-be, or people thinking of being brides, of how to make this the most extraordinary moment of your life.
I absolutely love it. You know, when I see you, when you walk into a room, to me, you are the embodiment of goddess energy. You are so much light and so much love and so much joy and so much effervescence. And so I know that everybody, when they're walking down the aisle, that's what they want to be. But how do we even do that in our daily life? I mean, you just walk, you know, through a doorway and you carry that with you. So how do we reach out and have people awaken those things inside of them, those inner beauty and those inner secrets to light and love and joy and all of that?
Well, exactly. And, you know, when you are walking down that aisle, I mean, this is your moment. This is your moment to fully embody the grace, the beauty, and the sacredness of who you are, which is why all of us as women, we love brides. We love that moment. And spiritually, that is because that moment personifies the adornment, meaning you get to give yourself permission to adorn yourself, to wear a gown, to wear jewelry, to do your makeup, the things that we say every day, oh, I'm not really worth that. I don't really, you know, there's too much to do. But on this day, everyone gives you permission to just adorn yourself and be in the essence of beauty. And, you know, when you do that, I have a little kind of a hint I want to share with you. And all you have to do to be able to increase your radiance or increase your beauty as that bride is to imagine or visualize that you are inside of an enormous golden white globe of light. Now, I know this may sound silly, but it really, really does work, because imagination is your key to activating that exuberance, that power you have as a woman. So you just imagine that you are in this enormous globe of light, and what that does is it activates that inner radiance, that inner light of your beauty that shines out, and you will be the most beautiful bride on the planet when you do that.
I absolutely love that. I mean, I truly do. Now, when you're on stage, I mean, you've spoken for the United Nations, you know, you've done all these events. Do you do that? Do you surround yourself in that same dome of light?
Yes,
or
I do. I do that every day. I visualize the light. I call in the light. I reactivate the cells in my body. Because the energy of the world, it tends to make our cells and tends to make our thoughts a little bit tired, a little bit sluggish. And I know we all feel that. And when you want to go out in front of somebody or you're making a presentation, this is your wedding, you want to feel the best that you can possibly feel. And by calling in that light, you know, when you do that, you're calling in an angelic presence of your soul. You're calling in the energies of an angel that really works in a magical realm. And, you know, all weddings that are so sublime, and afterwards people say, that was so special, it's because they have an air of magic about them. And that's what you want to have as a bride. You want to have that air of magic. And this is a very simple tool that I teach in all my classes and when I work with women on being on beauty, on how to be beautiful. This is one of the first tools we use, is that visualizing that light, being in that light. And it works.
That's incredible. Now, I happen to have your CD set, the Radiance mm-hmm. Pure Energy, where you have the crystal bowl compositions, the sound of the radiance, which I believe you did with Grammy-nominated artist David Young, correct?
Correct.
And,
mm-hmm.
and yes, and I love, now, for me, those are really just minute meditations, a couple minutes a day that you can center, a couple minutes a day that you can open your heart, a couple minutes a day that you can be in peace. I know that a lot of our brides, and I know that we're bringing, you know, Dr. Lise Janelle in to talk about wedding jitters, but as they're getting closer and closer and closer to the day, they get further and further away from their center and from their body, and they're so busy
right.
worrying about, they have to pick the flowers, and they have to pick the band, and they have to send the thing, and they're not centered in their presence. And so is there something on that descent that would help somebody as they're stepping closer to that magical day?
Yes, absolutely. And my Radiance Pure Energy program was created because I am a working mother. I have two kids, and I know that I don't have a lot of time to do a lot of meditation. But because of my years of energy work, I also know if I don't do my meditation, I'm going to end up getting tired and depleted, and I'll begin to suffer. So I started to do the 5-minute meditations first on myself. Does it really work? And when I realized it worked, I said, I've got to give this to people. I have to share this with people, especially women, because we are always so busy. This program has 8 different 5-minute meditations, and each one, Nicole, as you know, is infused with an energy. So you experience the energy while you're listening. You don't have to learn or train how to meditate. All you have to do is listen, because I want to make this easy. True meditation takes a long time to learn. But nobody has time anymore. So this is taking time out of your time so that you can have more time. Meaning when you are centered, you're relaxed, and you're in this frequency of light, you have more time. Time begins to slow down. You're able to get more done. So what I would recommend for you brides would be the morning 5 minutes, which is where you set your intention for the day. It would be wonderful. You could write in a journal. We have a journal as a part of the program. This could be your bridal journal. And you can set the intention for the day. You know, what kind of bride do I want to be? What kind of wedding do I want? What kind of marriage do I foresee? What's my vision for my marriage? And then when you do that morning 5 minutes, you set that intention and invoke it with your imagination, and the music, the guided imagery, all leads you into the steps of manifesting that desire. The other one that I would say to do would be relationships. So I have a relationship 5-minute meditation, and in this meditation, I take you into a divine temple where you meet the angel of relationships or the angel of the beloved. And in this divine temple, the energy of the beloved and the beloved come in. And you just bring your partner into your mind and you create that prayer, that energy work, so that the two of you, your hearts are so open and vulnerable and in that beautiful state of oneness. So those are the two main ones I would recommend. But we also have a midday rebalancer. We have an evening health, abundance, how to make money. We have many, many meditations in this program.
I love that. And each and every one of them, they seem so special and so sacred. And I know that we often use that word sacred. And can you share what that means in being in the sacred or a sacred ceremony?
Yes,
or a sacred
I will. And I think, you know, sacred's not a word that we throw around a lot today. We think of sacred, we think of something a long time ago, but sacred means to sanctify something, meaning to make a moment have a deeper meaning than our normal everyday life. So a marriage is sacred because it's not an everyday occurrence. It's a moment in your life where you are merging with another and becoming one with another and shifting your whole persona of who you are. It's very powerful. These moments when you put your attention that this is a sacred moment, it gives these moments a richness, a depth, and a permanence that is very profound, very profound. Whether your wedding has two people at it or 100 people, that moment, you want it to be profound. That is sacred.
I love that. And then do you, or can you share with us the spiritual meaning of marriage? Why do we get married? You know, why the bond? And I mean, I know that you work so much with relationships and with energy, and you work with the kingship courses and the daughters of Miriam, and so you work with the empowering, the female soul and the goddess, and you work with the man. And then why do we just not date? And why do we get married? And what is...
Well, that's an excellent question, and I think that as a bride, we ask that. Certainly more men than women ask that question. Why do I need to get married? I counsel a lot of men as to why they want to get married. Marriage is a commitment. And a commitment is the only thing which brings us happiness. True commitment. We think to be free will bring us happiness, but that does not bring us happiness. People I know who are free of everything are usually pretty miserable. True commitment brings happiness. It's very important in one's life to have areas of true commitment. You cannot commit to everyone and everything. The purpose of marriage is for you to know what it means to be truly loved, cared for, and for you to know what it means to truly love another and care for another. And with a partner, you say, I am so committed to this. It's deeper than a date. It's deeper than a friendship. I'm so committed to this that I will give you the honor of being with you, and I will receive the honor of you being with me through time. Because where you give your time, where you give your time and your attention is where you truly give your heart. And there's a lot of confusion about that today because people say, oh, I love you, but where you give your time is where you are giving your heart. Because the heart gives through connection. That's what relationship is. That's why you're getting married. Your heart is desiring connection with another heart. And in order to have connection, you have time together. I hear it all the time from women that, oh, the man's all, he's always off, doesn't have time for me. Or the man says, she's always off, doesn't have time for me. In order to have that deep love and to know what it means to be loved, one must carve out and make sacred your time together with your partner. And in marriage, the true meaning of marriage is, I've made a choice to do this. I've made a choice to make another person the most important thing in my life. When two people do this together, you can experience the love of all that is, the greatest love on earth.
That's beautiful. It really is. And then what about wedding vows? When people are taking vows, what are vows? And when people say, I do, what are they doing, really?
Yeah, well, that's a very good question, too, Nicole. You know, a vow, in ancient time, when you made a vow, it was an oath, like I pledge allegiance to. It was an oath that was sacred, as we talked about being sacred earlier, and it was an allegiance. So you were saying, I give you my allegiance, or I give my country my allegiance. And even though I might be distracted, and even though a conqueror may come, and even though something may happen, I will always in my heart of hearts have allegiance to you. And that's what a vow is. A vow is, for my own sake of who I am, I will make a vow to uphold this commitment to another person. And in making this vow, I will put this commitment above and be above the distractions of life. Because life is always pulling, keeping us off the mark. And a vow is a deeply energetic tying together of your heart, your mind, and your soul with that person you love the most.
Mm. That just resonates. You can just feel it when you say that. Mm. Right through your body and your being. Thank you for that. And now I have a question. You teach a class called Daughters of Miriam. Where you are meeting on a weekly basis with women from all over the world, right, that call in or are part mm-hmm. of this. And you're working with women on becoming the goddess within and the light and the feminine power. And I'd love you to talk about that. And then you also have a kingship class where you're working with the men. And then I remember that you had said something to me about how to treat your man like a king. Do you teach that?
I do teach that.
Make a man feel important and
powerful. I teach.
Secrets.
Yeah, there are a lot of secrets there. That's called feminine wild.
Yes.
The key is how to, I mean, men don't be offended, but the key is how to have your man become a king if he's not already a king. Very rarely does our man show up and be the king and stay the king. Maybe he shows up at the king, and then, of course, there's the other side. But you women, you know, part of your gift to this relationship is supporting your man to step into his kingship, his kingdomness, so to speak. And that's something that you do as the queen, that you support him. And as you support him, he supports you. This is all deep energy. It's an energy exchange. A few little tools, a few little tips I can give you today from my teachings from This is the Daughters of Miriam and the Kingship of Illumination. And I'll tell you a funny story. I tell my men, well, I'm actually teaching Daughters of Miriam for you all so that you can live with the women easier. And they love it. They all start laughing. They're like, oh, thank you. Because most men really don't understand you women. They want to, but they just don't understand how complex we are. But I'm going to give you just a few tools to help your man along the road of becoming a king. One is, at least once or twice a day, you want to run your fingers through his hair behind his ears. Now, I know this sounds silly, but I'm telling you, it works like a charm. That does all kinds of things to a man. Like he has his super antenna back there. You want to run your fingers, run your nails, and as you're doing that, you just want to say to him, you know, you're amazing, whether he is or not. Matter of fact, do this while he's drinking beer and watching football. And you will have a man who will stay with you forever. You are so amazing. You're just so amazing. And I just love this about you. And I love the way you did that. You're my king. And you start affirming that he is your king. And I'm telling you, they step up. They do. I've seen it in the thousands of couples I've worked with. The men just preen their feathers and they step up and go, oh, yeah, you're right. I am the king. So that's one thing. The fingers behind the hair, fingernails on the hair, nice long strokes saying, telling them how amazing they are and saying you are the king. The other thing for a relationship to help your man be a king is if you have something to say to him, give yourself a limit. I get to say it 3 times. And then you drop it. If he doesn't respond, write a note or an email, very neutral, without any anger. Just, you know, can we talk about the sock situation? Because some of you, you're getting married, you may or may not have lived with your guy, and you're going to find out that he has all kinds of habits that drive you crazy. So you want to talk about the socks on the floor, you want to talk about the toothpaste. Believe it or not, these are the little things that start to grate away at that beautiful love of marriage. And you want to say something like, you know, I just love it when the socks are kind of in the pile in the corner. It's just, call me crazy, but I just love it. So you talk about yourself. Don't say you need to do this and you need to do that, because men will shut, they just shut down. They have an automatic response, shut the door. So give yourself a limit of 3 times, because fellas, if you start to talk more, they shut down and they start to kind of go away. And this is where they start to wander and go, well, I'd rather do this with the buddies than being with you. But you give him the attention. And this is the other thing about men. Men require attention. They really do. And women, we as women, especially women of the 21st century, are so busy with our careers and we're so busy becoming brilliant that a lot of times women forget to give their husbands attention, and then relationships, that love begins to dissipate. The same thing, of course, with men to women. But you can be the first one to start it. To remember what I said about a sacred moment, that time is the heart. That's where the heart exists, is in the quality of time. So you want to give your partner time. And when you do that, make him feel like in that moment, even if it's only 10 or 15 minutes, that he's the most important person on the face of the earth, and you do those simple things, trust me, you will have a long and successful marriage. It will shift the energy, and the men will come back and respond to that in a very, very positive way.
That's great advice. That really is. And now we have a lot of women on the call who have been married 1, 2, 3 times, you know, that they're going into their third marriage,
mm-hmm.
and this time they want this to be the happily ever after. And we also have a lot of women on the call as well who have been married 25 years, and they're looking to deepen their relationship with their husband and their partner and their life mate. Are these the same things that would work for a man that you've been with, or are these the same tools if you've been through relationships and you're trying to this time make it different?
Yeah, these tools are for relationships with men, whether it's a new relationship, you've been together 25 years, or you've been married 3 times. These are just genuine ABCs of the man. And
so everybody should be writing these down.
Yes, they are. And by and large, men are all cut out of the same cloth. Some are bigger, some are shorter, some are more athletic, some are more intellectual. But these are the ABCs of men, of how they're put together. If you are going on a third marriage, you know, all this means is that we are living in a time of accelerated growth, and relationships have a different meaning because we are all growing. We're all changing so much. And so a relationship that lasts 50 years is rarer today than it used to be. But what this does mean is, let's say this is your third marriage. First of all, congratulations, you haven't given up and gotten cynical. You still believe in marriage. And also know that you're wiser, more mature, and probably have a better understanding of how to make a relationship and how to pick the right person. Usually when we're young, and this isn't always the case, but sometimes when we were young, we just didn't pick the right person. And usually as we get older in years, we have a little more maturity. We know who we are. We know how we tick, and we know what we want. And then if you're a person that is blessed and lucky enough to be married 25 years, what I would recommend to you is take a trip. Do something to shake up the relationship. Not shake up. I see this a lot. People married a long time will have an affair because they just start to get bored. They start to feel dead, and an affair makes them feel alive. However, rarely that never works that way. It always ends up being hurtful to some people and creating a drama. But what you really want is to shake up your life and have your husband shake up, because people get set in their ways. So you want to be a little bit smart about this. You want to say, okay, let's go on a vacation, and you want to do something different. Push him a little bit out of his comfort zone. He may complain, ignore the complaining. Just downright ignore it. Because if you plan a vacation that puts him out of his comfort zone, he gets challenged a little bit, he's going to start to come back to life. And by the end of it, he's going to say, wow, thank you for doing this. I never would have done this on my own. And he will have real respect for you and gratitude. And this may sound kind of strange, but in my observation over all these years is that as we get older, women tend to stay more adventurous than men. Men tend to be adventurous when they're young, and when they get older, they tend to just like to dig a corner and sit there, and this is the way I do things. Whereas women are like, let's go do this, let's go do that. So you can help him by planning these kind of activities and helping him kind of out of his corner, and that will enliven your marriage and give you a second honeymoon.
That's terrific. And now, as we talk about treating a man like a king, and you were saying that you have to be the queen for him
right.
to be the king, how do you treat yourself like a queen?
Well, first of all, respect. Respect who you are right now in this moment. You know, most of us carry around some kind of shame, some kind of a place or a painful place that, oh, I should have done this, I should have done that, or I'm not good enough at this, or I'm not good enough at that. We've got to stop those tapes in the cold. Just say, I'm not going to listen to that. And begin to have self-respect, self-worth, just because you exist. I mean, it's nice to say I did this and I did that, but just because you're on the planet, you have worth. Because your presence, your light, has worth. More worth than even a diamond or a golden statue. You are worth more than that. So to be a queen, you first want to really understand and really be able to drop into that feeling of, wow, I'm worth so much. The second thing you want to do as a queen is to embody an ability to watch your life. I call this the silent watcher. And in watching your life, you make decisions and choices that come from wisdom, come from knowledge, come from understanding, come from compassion, come from passion. And as you watch this, you can make choices that really serve yourself as a queen, your husband as a king, and your family to be their very best. That takes an ability of conscious awareness. That is the key to long-term relationships of working, and it is also the key to your happiness.
Just love that. I mean, that's such great advice. And as we talk about becoming the queen, I know that one of the other things that comes up during the time of planning a wedding is dealing with one's mother-in-law, dealing with one's own mother
yeah.
or their sisters or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so can you talk a little bit about the Daughters of Miriam and sisterhood, learning sisterhood?
Sure. Well, you know.
Sisterhood instead of...
We're reinventing the art of sisterhood. You know, we live in a very fractured society right now. And unfortunately, women have gotten into a position of competition. And sometimes that happens with mother-in-laws and daughters-in-laws or sisters. You know, there's this competition. And that's an excellent question. What do you do if you don't want to compete and the people around you are competing? So I have some tools for this, and these come right out of our Daughters of Miriam class. And by the way, we have an incredible group of women from all over the world. We meet once a week, and I give timely talks about what's happening in the world, tips for living in your joy, your happiness, your bliss, relationship. Plus, we do energy work and healings every week. But the place where when you're dealing with a difficult family member. Now, remember, anything that is sacred, a sacred ritual, whether it is a birth, whether it is a wedding, a death, a graduation, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Isn't it true that everybody's stuff comes up
yes,
in families?
Yes.
It really does. Why is that? Because when you are taking time to honor a sacred moment, a ritual, a holiday, your light, your energy, your presence is coming up to say, oh, great, we're going to be together. And everybody's ego comes up to say, wait a minute now, I want to stop that togetherness. I want to put an end to that. And unfortunately, that's what happens, but people are unconscious to it, and then the play just unfolds. And there you have it. You're off to the races. But you can be a conscious bride, a conscious new wife, a conscious family member, and consciously, through your awareness, say, you know, I'm not going to play that game this time. So how do you do that in reality? How do you not play that game? Well, first of all, you're going to be switching and shifting a pattern of relationship. And, you know, it's all about relationships. And the minute you say, I'm going to shift this relationship, the way it works, you can bet your bottom dollar people are going to be thrown off their axis because you're not going to be behaving the same way. So an example, if you're the one to usually break down and cry, what I would recommend to you, if you were in my class, I would say, all right, I'm going to give you a tool to hold on to. Breathe deep, don't cry. Don't cry in that moment. Now, I'm not saying don't cry by yourself, and I'm not saying you shouldn't cry. I'm saying that you will shift the pattern of how your family treats you. Or let's say you get angry. It's just, oh, you get pushed to your limit, and you get so angry. I would say, count to 10, focus on a blue light in your mind, and just don't get angry in that moment. That will shift the energy. But what if you're at the brunt of somebody else's anger? What if somebody else gets angry at you? What you want to do is say to them, that hurt, that's okay, not okay. And if you continue to talk like that, I'm going to have to remove my presence from you. And you want to say it in a firm but neutral tone, because they won't be able to engage in that argument if you stay in that firm but neutral tone. You know, I won't be able to engage with you if you continue like that. And if they continue without making a huff, you just say, I'm going to have to excuse myself now. When you're feeling better, talk to me. So you have to literally train the people around you how to treat you. Most people don't do this. Most people are just at the effect of way everybody acts. Most people don't know you actually have the power within you to train the people around you to treat you the way you want to be treated. As opposed to saying, I'm just showing up and I have to suffer what everybody around me does. Do you see? You actually have the power to train them. And you will train them by setting up a strong boundary and staying in a neutral position. I'm telling you, it works like a charm.
It
works like a charm. And then
it really is.
Those family dynamics and those arguments that can ruin things like weddings and those beautiful sacred times, they just dissipate. They just, poof, go up into the air. And remember, if you're the bride, this is your wedding, you're the center of the whole ball of wax. You're the center of attention. That gives you an extraordinary amount of power. And you need to claim that power, and in grace, just establish what that looks like. Now, let's say you have a mother-in-law, I hear this a lot, who, or a mother that they want to do the wedding their way, and you want to do it your way. Again, you in a neutral position say, you know, I really respect what you want to do, and I'm so grateful, and let's find a way to compromise. And you work with that word. And if they're willing to compromise, you're won half the battle. If they're not willing to compromise, then there comes a time when you need to just put a boundary. If you really want it, you're to do it your way. You may not. You may be like, okay, I don't really care. But if you want it your way, you need to say, you know, with great respect, I so appreciate your expertise. You're so good at this. But it's my wedding. I want to do it this way. And I want to empower you all to be able to have that voice. I know how hard it is sometimes with family members. But once you do it, they'll change.
And so, Deirdre, how does somebody get this? I mean, you're giving such incredible advice right now. How do people join the Daughters of Miriam so they can be on the call? How do they buy the Radiant CDs? How do they find you for coaching or to go to one of your retreats? I mean, your work is so incredible, and I'm sure everybody listening on this call now is just so eager and hungry to be part of this. So where do they go?
Well, thank you, Nicole. Everything is on my website, which is DeirdreHaid.com. That's D-E-I-R-D-R-E Haide, H-A-D-E. That's an Irish and Scotch-Irish name. It's my birth name. It's not a spiritual name. It really is my birth name. And on my site, if you were to go to education, you would see the Daughters of Miriam and the Kingship of Illumination. You'll see retreats. And in the Daughters of Miriam, I have a tab that says past classes. And you can click that, and there's probably 100 topics. And you can order those topics for like $9, a complete hour teaching and meditation on that topic. And I cover everything. Now, if any of you listening have specific questions about upcoming your marriage, you can email me at info@DeirdreHaid.com. I will be more than happy, more than glad to answer your questions. And I've got a tool for you. I have, I say I'm the spiritual Mary Poppins. I have a big bag with a lot of tools that really, really work. So you can be happy and have a beautiful life.
That is the best image I have ever heard for you. And I can so see that. For me, that's the most perfect image. You really are a spiritual Mary Poppins. And then you have a retreat coming up. Can you talk a little bit about the retreat and what you do at your retreats? Because I know they're so special.
Well, thank you. It's actually in a week, so we're right on the heels of it. But it's going to be here in Santa Barbara at the beautiful Bacara Resort. And it's a week retreat doing meditation. Now, when I say meditation, my meditations are different than probably most people are used to. They're a guided imagery of energies for healing. So you have deep healing of core issues, core wounds, awarenesses, ahas of how to live your life, how to manifest your dreams, how to make that relationship work for you, how to bring your man into the kingship, how to attract the right man. You know, all of those come up, and in the retreat, we're in this beautiful divine soup of creation to make all this happen. So that's going to be May 6th to May 10th. I usually do one retreat a year. And then, of course, we have our weekly on-the-phone Daughters of Miriam classes, Dom. We call them Dom. And these classes, I highly recommend people join in once a week. It's 5 o'clock Pacific time. But you can download and listen to the class anytime you like. You receive a download for the class for your files. So those are probably right now the best ways for us to get together. And I love my women. I love you all. And I love, you know, really creating that sisterhood of all of us supporting each other. So please feel free to contact me.
I absolutely think people should. And I saw that it said Deirdre is a Celtic name for women. Is that true?
It is. It's Celtic. It is a Celtic name. That's right. So if this was the Celtic language, we would all be Deirdres. So I just discovered that like doing some research about 10 years ago, and I couldn't help but giggle because my life has been about empowering women.
I love that. And then is there one key? I know that you talk about keys and finding the keys. Is there one key for unlocking love?
One key for, I'm sorry, what?
Unlocking love.
Unlocking love, yes. That's beautiful. Yes, and all the tools I've given today are keys. What I say keys are is a key is a way, is an energetic thought that's so powerful it actually transforms and changes your life, creates miracles. So all the little tools I've given you today, they are powerful, powerful keys to creating a happy and fulfilled life. So a key I'd like to leave you with today, the key for unlocking love. Let's look at this. I'm looking at our audience and I'm reading everyone's energy to see who we have today. Just give me 1 minute. Okay. So the key that I see today for all of you is keep it simple. To keep it simple, the key of simplicity. Because when you start to ruminate and get complex and get all caught up in all the details, you lose the sight of love. So the simple key is, where is love today? Where am I in love? Where am I receiving? Where am I showing love? If you can just give love and keep it very, very simple, all of the blessings and all of the love of your man and your family will come pouring back into you a thousandfold. So this is the simple key, love now. Just love. The simplicity of that will change your life.
That's the best key ever. That is just such beautiful advice, and we're so blessed that you're able to be with us today, and I'm so excited for people to find you. If you can make the retreat next week, I would say hop on the nearest plane, go be there. There's nothing better to launch your life and your love and the goddess spirit than to be there in person and to work with you. I think that everybody here should really be on the Daughters of Miriam calls. Get those keys, get those secrets, learn how to treat your man like a king, learn how to become a queen, learn the sisterhood and how to work with everybody around you and the tools inside yourself. And then also we talked about the Radiant CD sets, just for people to start their day. Can they also find those on your site?
Yes, they're on the site too. They're in the Tools for Awakening site. You just go there and you'll see them and you can order them. It's very, very simple. The site's, we just launched our new site. It's very easy to navigate, very simple to get around. And I also want to say any question you have, like if you have a question about the retreat or can you come for 2 days, you can't come for the whole week, the answer is yes. Just info@deirdrehay.com, and I'll be glad to help you out with that, all right?
That would be great. And I so look forward to seeing you at the retreat, and I look forward to seeing our listeners at the retreat. And we're just so blessed and so honored that you were with us today, and such a grand gift. And also, we were just as we were wrapping up the show, we were talking about how you used to be a dancer.
Right.
And I know that I was talking to a couple of men the other day, and they were saying that as soon as a woman says she's a dancer, that right away something lights up inside of them. So just the idea that a woman dances, but it's not just the physical movement, right? It's the fact that a woman can move energy and light, just the fact that she is in motion. Is that it? Is that the feminine spirit and the goddess power, like you're talking about the adornment? The fact that as you
yes.
walk down that aisle, it's that same grace of movement walking towards love?
Yes, that's absolutely it. And the other reason that men typically light up is that when you say dancer, you are evoking the archetype. I teach the archetypes for the 21st century woman. You evoke the archetype, which is in all of us, of magical grace, that energy, that feminine energy that creates magic. And you bring that to your man, and he's yours forever. Men light up. They literally light up because you are the light. You're the torch for your man. I call this the Shekinah, or the, you know, the divine feminine, magical grace, the phoenix. You are that torch of fire. You enlighten his passion. You enlighten, you know, you enlighten his ideas. Men actually need women more than women need men. That may be hard to be true, or to hear. It may be hard to be believe, but that's actually the truth. Men need us more than we need them. And so you connect with that dancer, that magical grace within you. Be that beauty and be a beautiful bride. And you will be married for a long, long time. A happy, happy marriage.
Thank you. Thank you for teaching us about the sacredness and the spirit and the light and the consciousness and the love. And certainly the goddess within. So thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's been my joy, and thank you again for inviting me, and blessings to all you women out there on your bridal journey. It's so glorious. I just revel in every moment of it.
So thank you one more time. It's www.deirdrehaid.com, and I welcome everybody to find you there. And again, thank you for such an incredible blessing of having you with us today.
Thank you. Thank you, Nicole. Bye.
Bye. And next week, our guest is Melissa Terry. And Melissa is incredible. She's going to teach us how to be in joy, how to remain in joy, how to unsnag all those snarls and everything inside of you, anything that has held you back from being free in the love that you've always wanted to have. Melissa runs her own institute in breaking free from patterns. She also works with the WIN, which is the Women's Information Network, where she's the International Director of Arts and Humanities. So she's actually spreading that love and those breaking through patterns all around the world. But if there's anything in yourself, any fears that you've had, any foibles, any failings, anything that's locked you up from having the kind of relationship you've always believed in and that you always knew you deserved and you could have, we'll be able to talk to Melissa about that next week. And then following that, we are having Dr. Lise Janelle on, and Dr. Lise Janelle is going to talk to us about opening the heart and also about wedding jitters, how to overcome those wedding jitters. And then we have a very special guest, Shelley Lefko, from the Lefko Institute, who is teaching us about step-parenting. And so we're really excited and looking forward to having her come on board. And then we have Melissa Centano from Keller Williams, who's going to teach you how to buy your dream house. And then a very extraordinary guest that we have, Gary Malkin, who is teaching us the wisdoms of the world. So stay tuned for upcoming shows. We so look forward to having you with us. And as you're learning all about consciousness, all about spirit, all about becoming and opening to the woman you've always had inside, as you're learning the right diet, nutrition, and being able to get into your wedding dress and how to set goals and how to pick your band and how to find the right wedding singer and everything from the red carpet to the white carpet, and how to be a tin bride inside and out, and how beauty comes from within. And I highly recommend that you reach out to Deirdre Haid, find her work, learn those keys to the beauty inside and the beauty in relationships and the spirit and the sacredness and the holiness and the oneness of everything. Her work is just incredible. I can tell you firsthand, the work that she does is impressive. Impeccable, and will change your life forever. You will open like a flower to the all of who you are, and it will make your relationship the relationship you always knew that you could have and you dreamt of. So www.deirdrehaid.com. Find her for the Daughters of Miriam. Join us at the retreat. Find the CDs and just personally, you know, reach out to her to ask any questions for the life you've always dreamed of. Thank you for being with us. This is Nicole Brandon for Hourglass Brides, wishing you love and light and joy, and that all your dreams and happily afters come true.